Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams. Welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in, because today we're going to focus on principle number 3 in our CELD career success principles. The 3 C's are empowering. Be encouraged that you are here for such a time as this. It's not an accident, but a purposeful point in your career and on your journey. Whether you're 1 month in this company or 30 years plus, on your journey as you go forward, you have a distinct plan and purpose for your life. Please don't overlook that. Regardless of where you are, you have a distinct plan and purpose for your life. It's a good plan of adventure, impact, and fulfillment. However, there are several necessary attributes we need to exercise to have continued success. They are conviction, courage, and confidence. How would you describe conviction? I state conviction is a determined resolve that I am in the right place, at the right time, and doing the right things. Why is this so important to us as leaders? It's important because each of us faces doubt, fear, and apprehension as we move to greater heights and greater accomplishments. Conviction is that essential quality that recalls 3 things. First, the identification of you as a leader, a person called and chosen. Secondly, your commissioning to make an impact in your career and on your life journey. And thirdly, your enablement, the empowerment to accomplish your purpose. In studying the lives of great leaders, sometimes we can glean insights that will help us more effectively engage the things that we face as leaders. And one of the things that I've noticed is sometimes we mistakenly allow pressures and setbacks and even personal challenges to become seemingly insurmountable giants that we cannot overcome. At least we think we cannot overcome them. However, the really great leaders, which you are, see these as simply opportunities to exercise courage. So if you're facing a situation that threatens you, that's a challenge to you or your family, your loved ones, call for courage and faith to move confidently in the direction of your vision and your goals. It will come at just the right time. You will receive just what you need. Anticipate it, prepare for it, and expect it. In addition, recall the times when you exercise courage and remember the joyous victory in overcoming and celebration that followed. Also, I'd like for you to remember that your courage inspires others who face similar challenges. Courage is contagious. It rallies our teams, it rallies our families, as well as others around us that we come in contact with. And finally, this word confidence. Great leaders inspire us with their conviction, their courage, and their confidence. They motivate us by their champion spirit. Think of someone who has exhibited great confidence in your mind. Confidence is the fruit of conviction and courage. As I prepared for this CELD podcast, one person that came to my mind was Michelangelo, a gifted artist who is remembered for his statue of David. His skill and his gifts are so evident in this life-size sculpture of David. Michelangelo's David is a massive work. It stands over 17 feet tall and weighs over 12,000 pounds, and yet it's sculpted from a single block of white marble. Many people have said that 2 former sculptors had rejected this block of marble as being flawed, incapable of producing something that was purposeful. However, Michelangelo saw it differently. He says, "The sculpture is already complete within the marble block before I start my work. It's already there. I just have to chisel away the superfluous material." Once again, he said, "The sculpture is already complete within the marble block before I start my work. It's already there. I just have to chisel away the superfluous material." You know, team, each of us has some superfluous things around us that hold us back as leaders, that keep us from reaching our full potential, no matter where we are on our journey in life. So envision the great work that remains for you in becoming an even greater leader on your journey. See your circumstances as providentially designed to remove the superfluous. Through the process, your greatness as a leader becomes evident to everyone, your colleagues, your family, people you serve, your clients, and those in the community that you serve as well. Remember that you are here and you are in the position that you are in for such a time as this. You're building a greater company, and more importantly, you're building an even greater you. Don't give up, don't give in, and don't turn back. As one great leader has said, I'm carrying on a great project and cannot go down. So team, let me leave you with these encouraging words that I came across in preparation for this message that we're sharing together. Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for you will reach your destination. Keep the faith and discover your purpose. Be encouraged. You are called, commissioned, and empowered. So, my team, until the next time, my friends, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.